as a country, we have failed when it comes to institutional collaboration. We would think that if your work bothers on someone's work, the good thing is we, you know, kind of lace together, we actually collaborate, and the institutions can advise, you know, other institutions, let them work effectively. In our case, we don't do that. I mean, I'm asking myself, if there was a storm, who are the authorities that were there to advise people that once there was storm, they had to actually get out of the place? We don't have that. I mean, what are the alerts to actually put in place and say, okay, at this magnitude of rain, no one should have the facility? We don't have that kind of services. Are we not able to determine, you know, certain hazards and therefore prevent some of these avoidable stuff? I mean, there are things that we cannot avoid, but there are some that clearly with systems or with institutions, we would be able to avoid them.
So what happened? Has it got any implication for the tourism industry?
Of course, there's a massive implication. I mean, you have young people who wants to go to a tourist destination to learn, and we want to promote tourism in this country, just to go and lose their lives. I mean, it goes a long way to tell us that we are not prepared what we want to achieve. Because if we're prepared to promote, you know, institutions, to promote certain services, what you do is you have a very comprehensive structure in place to make sure that from security, from safety, from the service delivery to any other facets of that particular, you know, service is actually put in place. You know, but if we don't do that, and we would actually lose people in such a manner, then of course it has a lot of implications for us. Definitely going to drive down, it's going to drive down, you know, tourist, you know, interest in going there. People are going to be a lot more careful, not only for Kintampo, but for other areas.